Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world that you're listening to this call. We're going to get started here in just a few minutes. Well, hello and welcome to the call. My name is Warren Wandling. And before we get started, I just want to make sure and make check to see everyone can hear me. Okay, perfect. Well, today I have some great information that I'm going to share with you of how to become an obstacle buster for leaders. But I actually have two outcomes for us today. The first outcome is that we're going to share some great strategies that you can use in your life personally as well as professionally. In fact, hundreds of my students and clients have used this information and gotten great results. So you'll be able to take this information and apply it in your life, and I believe that you'll get great results if you implement the strategies I'm going to share with you today. The second outcome is that I'm going to offer you an irresistible offer, because that's what we do. We offer irresistible offers here, and I want to join one of my coaching communities, but I'm going to do that at the end of today's training. So I'm going to share with you a story that I believe is really going to impact of how to become an obstacle buster. There are two shoe salesmen that they're going to open up a new territory in a new remote village. So the first salesman gets on the plane and he flies to this new village, and off the plane, he starts to survey the land, and he gets really frustrated. So from office, and he says, The shipment, no one wears shoes. The second salesman arrives, he gets off the plane, he gets really fired up and excited. He calls the home office and he said, send me everything you've got. No one wears shoes. You see, it was the same situation but two different viewpoints. One saw it as an obstacle, the other became an obstacle buster. I believe that everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice has the ability to become an obstacle buster. In fact, if you're in a place where you can say it out loud to yourself, I want you to say, I'm an obstacle buster. When you go to my website at warrenwandling.com, that's warrenwandling.com, when you click on the About Me link, I have a quote. And my quote is this, that we all have dreams. And we all have obstacles in our life. And my hope that you do is that you overcome your obstacles while you're pursuing your dream. So I'm going to share with you a story, a personal story, that I believe will make a dramatic impact in your life. You see, it was the fourth quarter of 2006. And I was going through several different medical tests during that time. One of those tests was an MRI. So we scheduled that procedure and had that procedure. And it was a couple of days later, I was at a client site. I remember like it was yesterday. And I got a call from my doctor's office. In fact, it was the nurse, and she said, Warren, the doctor wants to see you immediately. They found a mass on your thyroid. So I hung up the phone. I gained composure. I made arrangements with my client, left the client site, met with my doctor, and we determined because of the size and the shape of that mass that we needed to schedule surgery immediately. So that's exactly what we did. So that was in January of 2006. Well, thankfully, that during surgery, it was determined that it was benign, but during surgery, my vocal cord was nicked. It became paralyzed. My vocal quality on a scale from 1 to 10 was about a 2. And what I do for a living, that was an obstacle that I had to overcome. So I had doctors trying to figure out what the next step is. And typically they said that you would heal over time, but I didn't have time to wait. And so they suggested that I work with a speech therapist. And that's exactly what I did. I started working with a speech therapist. See, I was able to overcome that obstacle because of productivity, purpose, and perseverance. Yeah, I don't know what obstacle you're facing today, or maybe you might know someone who is facing an obstacle that they have to overcome, but I do know this, that you can break through that obstacle if you follow the principles of productivity, purpose, and perseverance. This information that I'm going to share with you is taken from my full-day workshops and coaching programs in which I go deeper into this topic. But in many teleseminars or workshops, you receive a lot of the what to do, but not the how to do it. See, I'm going to give you both. I'm going to give you the what and the how. I'm going to share with you some golden nuggets of truth that are taken directly from my workshops that I believe if you apply them in your life, you're going to see great results personally as well as professionally. So the first step in becoming that obstacle boxer is productivity. And you must really understand what I call the law of focus. Let me illustrate. Let's say that you're holding a magnifying glass in your right hand, and the sun's behind your back, but you're moving that magnifying glass to the right and to the left, and to the right and to the left. What would happen? If you're thinking to yourself, absolutely nothing would happen, you're exactly right. Nothing would happen. But on that same setting day, if you held that magnifying glass still, with the sun beating behind you, what could happen? If you're thinking you could start a fire, you're exactly right. And that is the power of focus. Have you ever found yourself saying that I just don't have enough time? I always think that's an interesting question because you have the same 24 hours, the same 1,440 minutes that everybody else does. The question is, how are you investing that time? To help us understand where we're investing that time, let's take a look at what I call the power quadrant, or the PQ zone. To the power, if you're living in the power quadrant, you're going to increase your productivity and lower your stress. How many of you on the call today would love to be able to increase your productivity and lower your stress? If you're anything like my live events, there are hands going up right now. Knowing where your time is invested during the day and managing yourself with activities will help close what I call that stress gap. I often hear people say, what I need to do is manage my time. Well, we all know it's a misnomer. You can't manage your time. What you can do is manage yourself. It's self-management. It's a skill. It's a learned skill. Get excited that it's self-management because you can sharpen and you can improve that. So when we're taking a look at the power quadrant zone or the PQ zone, there's a couple of words and the initials associated with the PQ zone. The first thing I want you to understand is that it's not urgent, but it's important. And the challenge with the PQ zone is that it's not urgent. You don't have to focus on these activities that I'm going to talk about for you to fill up your calendar, to be busy during the day, but it is important. So I want you to write down these sets of initials because this strategy that I'm about to teach you will make a great impact in your productivity that will help you to increase results. Write down the initials H-P-A. H-P-A. It stands for high payoff activities. Now, the second set of initials I want you to write right next to the HPAs are LPA. LPA, low payoff activities. Now, we're going to focus on the HPAs for now. So the HPAs, this requires more initiative because you must be proactive. You must have a clear understanding of what's important to you. See, if you don't know what's important to you, it's easy to invest your life in the wrong activities. If you don't live in it, it will lead to stress and burnout. So some of you that are listening to this training might already been experiencing that. Outside of a PQ zone, you are experiencing stress and burnout. I know I have a mixed audience with me on this training today. I mean, from sales to management to entrepreneurship. And here are a list of what HPAs could be on your list. So some of these are the activities. So go ahead and write some of these down, because this is going to give you a clue of how you can help identify your own HPAs. The first one is building relationships, centers of influence. Developing a know, like, and trust. So building relationships, that's an HPA. Oftentimes when I share this list with clients and we're doing a workshop, I'll get that pushback saying, I just don't have time to build those relationships or those centers of influence. But I can guarantee you it is a HPA. It is a high payoff activity. It's going to increase that leverage for you. The second one is listening to positive material. See, one of the things, the strategies that we're going to get into later today on this training is about your developing your mindset to have more perseverance. Listening to positive material is going to help you develop that mental mindset as a champion. And in today's world, you can get tons of great material. I mean, you can go to YouTube and find tons of great material that you can be listening to, or download your favorite trainings on your smartphone and take it with you. But you need to be listening to positive material daily. The third thing is plan daily, weekly, and monthly. A great tool that I've used electronically to help plan is using Evernote. So if you haven't used Evernote, that's a great tool. It's an app that you can get on your phone, so you can download it to your PC as well, or as well your Mac, and you can sync your notes from your smartphone to your PC or Mac. Great tool. So you need to be planning daily, weekly, and monthly. That's an HPA. The fourth one is working on seven areas of your life. And I believe, and I teach deeper within my coaching as well as my workshops, is we focus on seven areas of your life, because you really need to be balanced in your life to be working on not just the work or career area of your life, but there's other areas to focus on as well. And one of the seven is, the first one is career, and then family. Family, so that could be developing your relationships. So in your immediate family or extended family, developing those relationships and connecting. Mental and self-study is another one. I'm a big believer in being in the constant learning mode. Financial, physical. What is your exercise program? Are you on an exercise program? Are you working out? Social, in that area, we really want to expand the concept of volunteerism and giving back to the community. So what are you paying it forward? How are you paying it forward and giving something back? And then the last area is spiritual, because we're all spiritual beings. So it's how are you connecting in that area? So those are some areas that you would want to focus on, of focusing on developing your HPA, your high payoff activities. Now, the result of focused on those HPAs, you're going to have lower stress, you're going to have more time freedom, and you're going to increase your quality of life. So within the HPAs, that falls around the strategy that you might be familiar with called the 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle. Back in 1895, Pareto developed the principle, the Pareto principle of 80-20, that 80% of your results come from 20% of your efforts. When you focus on your HPAs, you'll be more satisfied and you will enjoy your work more, because you're focused on activities that are getting greater results. So I want you to focus on your HPAs during the day. Don't focus on your LPAs. Focus on your HPAs first. So your first task is not to open up your email. It's to look at your HPAs and start on a project that you're working on. Your email is just basically an organized list of other people's tasks for you. Now, the other thing is the LPAs, the low payoff activities, like email. We all have low payoff activities, and we have to do them, but I want you to procrastinate on the LPAs and first focus on your HPAs. So one of the areas you need to consider is, how do I know what your HPAs are? So when you're asking yourself, what is my HPAs, consider this question. What can I do and only do if I do it well will make a real difference? What can I do and only I do, and if I do it well, it would make a real difference? That's a question I got from Peter Druckers, who is a managing consultant, great author and great thought thinker in the area of business and productivity. One question that I like teaching through an organization, so if you're a manager or you are in sales and you have a team that reports to you, this is a great question to teach into them, asking them themselves this question throughout the day. And the question is simply, what is the most valuable HPA use of my time right now? That's a real powerful question. I want to repeat that. It's, what is the most valuable HPA use of my time right now? So if you're asking yourself that question and it's not a high payoff activity that you should be focused on, you need to stop it and focus on an HPA. But consider that, the impact. I mean, if your organization was really asking that question throughout the day, could you imagine after several months of what the level of productivity and the results that you would experience in your organization if everybody was asking that question? So when you're looking at that list, so if you're in sales, it's going to be a little different in your level of expectation. It could be some of the things on those HPAs also could be around prospecting. And then that can be a social media. It could also be networking events, building rapport, identifying needs or the discovery meetings. That's an HPA. Presenting your product or service, answering objections, closing the sale, and then asking for referrals. So those are, that's an idea of some lists of HPAs as well. Here's a question you can ask yourself is, when you're managing your time and tasks, where do you get stuck? That's a great question. When you're managing your time, so as you're working throughout your day and you find yourself getting stuck in that process, what holds you back? Great question to ask. Now, the new productivity is what I call energy. So on a scale from 1 to 10, where's your energy level? You see, if you want to be a high-performance achiever, research points to it that you have to have a high energy level. Because it doesn't matter if you know what your HPAs are if you don't have a high energy level. So I'm going to share with you 4 specific steps that's going to increase your energy level. It's going to give you more confidence. It's going to give you peace, so you just be able to glide through your day. It's going to give you focus, and it's going to be fun. So the first area to increase your energy level is master your minutes. I want you to work in 60 to 90-minute blocks of time. So I want you to schedule in your high-payoff activities in your calendar. I want you to start working on that HPA, and then when you're finished with that HPA, after 60 or 90 minutes, I want you to take a 5-minute break. I want you to stand up in your desk, stand and walk around your office. If you can go out and it's a beautiful day, go outside and get refreshed, and then come back and then get focused on another high-payoff activity. So master your minutes. The second one is master your health. Now, master your health. This is going to really boost your energy. So reach for that healthy snack or drink 8 glasses of water a day. Figure out what the ounces of water that you need to drink on a daily basis, because our bodies need water. It's not coffee. It's not the soft drinks, but it's water. So make sure that you're drinking water a day, because that's really going to boost your energy level. Another area that's going to boost your energy level is an exercise program. Of course, always check with your physician before starting any exercise program, but seriously, set up an exercise program. If that could either be taking a walk like during the lunch hour, or seriously working out early in the morning or in the evening. But set a routine and start working out. That's going to increase your energy level. And take your vitamins. Daily healthy vitamin supplement is also going to increase that energy level as well. So master your minutes, master your health. The third one is master your emotional energy. Have you ever noticed if you get upset in just over a 5-minute time span, you can just feel exhausted for the rest of the day? So I want you to be more in tune with how you respond to obstacles. I want you to learn to love obstacles. Find the opportunity in that obstacle. Be in tune how frequently you get nervous and angry. So master your minutes, master your health, master your emotional energy. And the fourth one is master your mindset. Focus on your mindset that's going to move you towards your goal. Be aware of your self-talk. See, we all talk to ourselves. In fact, the National Science Foundation says that we have 50,000 thoughts a day. So those thoughts are either moving you towards your goal or away from your goal. So you want to make sure that you are focused on managing your thoughts. You know, during the time when we scheduled surgery until January when we actually had surgery, I didn't play the what if game. I managed my negative thoughts. So if a thought would enter my mind, I would stop it, and then I would replace it with a positive thought. And I would stay focused. I would only focus on the fact. And the facts are that I had scheduled surgery. We knew nothing other than that. So I encourage you, whatever obstacle that you're faced with today, only focus on the facts. Don't go to the what-if game. And manage your mindset. Focus on the result that you want to accomplish. So if you want to be that high performance achiever, I want you to master your minutes, master your health, master your emotional energy, and master your mindset. So the first step of becoming that obstacle buster is productivity. The second step of becoming that obstacle buster is the law of purpose. So I'm going to share with you several principles about being on purpose. See, when you're living on purpose, you're going to live a balanced life. When you're on purpose, it gives you a sense of energy, a sense of direction. You're going to touch individual lives when you're on purpose. One of my mentors, through his books and material, is a gentleman by the name of Todd Duncan. And he wrote a number of books, but one of them is entitled The Power to Be Your Best. And in that book, he talks about an interview that he had with another one of my mentors through his books and material, and that gentleman is Kevin McCarthy. And he is the author of a book entitled The On Purpose Person. In fact, if you are interested in that topic, I highly recommend that you get both of those books, The Power to Be Your Best and The On Purpose Person. But this is what Todd Duncan discovered when he interviewed Kevin McCarthy. This is what Kevin McCarthy said. People are happiest and most productive when what they do is purposeful. When we live on purpose, our lives will be filled with meaning and significance. There's no such thing as a dimmer switch in life. We are either on purpose or we're off purpose. And the more on purpose we are, the more frequently we'll enjoy peak experiences. Well, I think Kevin really nailed that. He really understands the power of an individual being on purpose. For you to determine your purpose, I believe that's an inside job. Placed within you, you have certain gifts and talents. So there's actually a strategy that I teach in my workshops that we go deep into developing your own individual purpose statement. And we look at several different strategies and tools that help you write your own purpose statement. But I'm going to share with you kind of the outline to help give you guidance if you're thinking about writing a purpose statement so you have more insight. So first, examine your strengths. So write down all your strengths. And sometimes we overlook what our strengths are because it's something that's easy, and we think that everybody has it because it's easy for you. It's not necessarily easy for somebody else. What do you like to do? Write down, what do you really like to do? What's your burning desire? That's another clue. It's called burning desire. So when you are what I call in the zone, when you're doing what you really love to do, it's a burning desire. On a scale from 1 to 100, it's 100. I mean, you're fired up. You get excited. You're passionate about whatever that is. That's a burning desire. The time just flies by when you're working in that zone. What is that? That's part of the clue of putting together your purpose statement. But then we tie your purpose to your current position because that will allow you to jump out of bed in the morning to really have that passion and energy towards your day. Another thing that I want you to consider that ties in developing your purpose is looking at your values. What's your values? What do you hold? And I suggest that you come up with 8 values that you live by. You know, like integrity or family or maybe faith. What is your values that you hold? Knowing those values are very important because you have to be true to those values, because if you're not congruent, then you're going to be frustrated. You're going to sense an irritability with you because you're not being true to yourself. See, it's our responsibility to find out that question and to live it out. And when you determine your purpose statement, it really will answer the question for you, why do I exist? It's not a job, it's not a vocation, but it's the reason you exist. Within you, you have dreams and you have desires. And when you develop your purpose statement, you'll begin to impact your life and the individuals that you influence. So the first step of becoming an obstacle buster is productivity. The second is purpose, understanding what your purpose is and connecting with it. The third area is perseverance. And this is the last step of becoming that obstacle buster. To understand perseverance, to be able to increase your perseverance, you must ask yourself the question, do you have any limiting beliefs about perseverance? Do you believe you can persevere? Do you believe that you can persevere? That's a great coaching question. The concept I'm about to share with you, I first learned from John C. Maxwell. And if you haven't read any John C. Maxwell's books, and you are a student of leadership, I highly recommend you start adding to your library anything that John C. Maxwell writes. But the concept I'm going to share with you will really impact you. I think it's one of my favorite strategies I like to teach because of the impact that it can have on your life. In fact, after I learned it from John Maxwell, I did further study about this and discovered that it was two gentlemen, Dennis and came up with the idea of the concept. But this is what it is. It's called the Wall-Linden factor. And the Wall-Linden factor is the ability to only think about succeeding and to concentrate at the task at hand and not think about failing. That is a powerful idea. The Wall-Linden factor is the ability to only think about succeeding and to concentrate on the task at hand and not think about failing. Wallinden Factor is named after the famous tightrope walker, Carl Wallinden. He was getting ready for his most famous stunt of his life. And prior to his walk, he started to tell his wife and his coworkers that he thought he was not going to make it. In fact, he supervised the construction of the tightrope, something that he had never done before. See, as a result, he was focused on falling and failing, and as a result, he fell. Your attitude and thought is the most important asset that you have. To be able to really reach your God-given potential, it's imperative that you protect what you expose your mind to. What are you thinking about? So if you want to get greater results in your life, is that personally or personally or professionally, if that's because if you want to increase being an entrepreneur or business owner or manager or the best sales rep on your team, you really have to ask yourself the question, where do results come from? Where do results come from? And they come from your actions. Positive actions, you get positive results. Negative actions, you get negative results. I can prove that out to you. Let's say that every night at 8 o'clock for a year, you go to the freezer, pull out ice cream, and you have a bowl of ice cream every single night for a year at 8 o'clock just before you go to bed. At the end of the year, I'll guarantee you that you will have a result. Let's say that for 1 year, every morning that you get up early and you go to the gym and work out every single day. I guarantee you, at the end of 1 year, you're going to have a result. Positive actions, positive results. Negative actions, negative results. But where do our actions come from? They come from our beliefs. You see, from the day that you were born until current day, you've developed all types of beliefs of who you are. Beliefs about you as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a sales rep. Whatever it is, you have beliefs about who you are, as a sibling, as a spouse, all types of beliefs of who you are. Those beliefs about what you hold on to are causing you to take action or inaction and the results that you're getting in your life. Now, some of you might be thinking, you know, I don't have any limiting beliefs. No, I'm really good at this. I mean, that's, you know, I really don't have any limiting beliefs. You might be in the same situation like back in 1954, the medical community was telling the athletic community that it was impossible to run the 4-minute mile. You know, the men and the women of the white coach was telling the athletic community the belief was it was impossible to run the 4-minute mile. I'm not so amazed that a gentleman by the name of Roger Bannister ran and broke the 4-minute mile. And I'm not so amazed that Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile. What I'm amazed at is the thousands of men and women that have run the 4-minute mile after Roger Bannister. What are the limiting beliefs that you're holding on to that are slowing you down or stopping you? So what are your beliefs about your product, about your service, about your industry? If you want to achieve great results in your life, the secret is habit of thought. What are your thoughts? Here's an action step to help manage some of those thoughts and your thinking. Is I want you to take out a piece of paper and just write down beliefs. And let's just say that it's about your, let's say that if you're in sales, it's your product or service. If it's a product or service, I want you to write down your beliefs about your product or service. And then I want you to look for any negative beliefs that might be holding you back. And then I want you to rewrite that into a positive statement. So one of the number one obstacles in beliefs that you might hold is the obstacle of fear. So fear, it could be fear of failure or fear of success, but fear of failure is one of the top ones that most experience. So I'm going to change that for you right now. You know what I'm talking about? You're thinking about the taking risk or starting a business. You know that feeling. Your kind of a heart starts to race, your palms start to get sweaty. I'm going to share with you a strategy that I believe will eliminate that for good. So when you are going to take action towards your beliefs that says that, what if it doesn't work? Or you experience pain when you think about it, whatever the goal is. We move away from pain and towards pleasure. So we move away from pain and towards pleasure. So I'm going to set a newfound belief for you about change. So fear of failure. Change your belief about failure. It's just an outcome. Now, some of you, when you just heard that, you say, well, that was simple. Or some of you saying, well, it's not that simple. Yes, it is. If you want to eliminate fear of failure, I want you to deassociate your current emotions towards that fear that you're holding on to now, because fear is just an emotion that you need to deattach from what you currently learn and reattach it to something different. And the difference I want you to think about is the new outcome. It's just an outcome. Thomas Edison was able to do this. See, he didn't associate failure with the results that he got when he was creating the light bulb. No, he said, I didn't fail. I just found 10,000 ways that it wouldn't work. That's what I want you to do. I want you to attach failure to an outcome. If you're in sales and it didn't work out, that way didn't work. Let's readjust. That was just an outcome. Because I can guarantee you, you're not going to hit all your goals, but every time you'll get an outcome. So I want you to attach your new belief towards failure is to an outcome. Belief you are that you have the, that you can change. It's not something else that you can change. So I want to offer you an irresistible offer to join one of my coaching communities. So the first outcome that we had was giving you some great content that I believe that you'll have. The second one is the irresistible offer to join our coaching community. It's such a ridiculous price, but some of the clients that have used this material have paid thousands of dollars for this training. And you can find this information if you go to warrenwandling.com/obstaclebusters. So warrenwandling.com/obstaclebusters. And it's going to outline the community of our coaching community that I'll have, highly impactful in reference to all the training. What we'll do is we go through one training every week, and there's 12 different trainings, and then we just repeat that. You get to receive that information 4 times a year. In fact, you're grandfathered in as a part of our membership site for a lifetime membership site as well. So we're going to talk about your productivity on that call. We'll talk about the law of focus in detail. We're going to talk about, in fact, developing and discovering your purpose statement. We'll determine your belief system, helping you identify limiting beliefs that might be holding you back or stopping you. And we're going to help you understand external and internal effects that are affecting your outcomes on a daily basis. So go to warrenwandling.com/obstaclebusters, and you'll learn more about that material. In fact, it's $29 a month, which is just a phenomenal deal. Just $29 a month for 12 months, and then you're a lifetime member within the program. So it only takes three numbers to open up a padlock. If you're missing one of the numbers, you can't open up that padlock. And I believe I've given you that combination today, become the obstacle buster, productivity, purpose, and perseverance. Become the leader that you're meant to be, and become that obstacle buster.